This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Butwartz. It's a rare and mostly unhappy event for this country to hold a national conversation. To get everyone talking about the same thing usually requires something terrible, the explosion of the Challenger, for instance, and now, Tuesday's terror attacks. Even when Americans are focused on the same thing, they're not ready to agree on what should be done. Here are two dialogues, the first sent by NPR's Ketzel Levine, who's been listening to a small group of political activists in Portland, Oregon.
Portland has seen candlelight vigils, moments of silence, and daily memorials, rage, tears, solidarity, and despair. Last Thursday evening, a coalition of students and left-wing political activists sought to shape an event in their own image, a rally for peace. Some of them, like Adrian Weller, wanted a forum to blame the U.S. for the terrorist attack.
I think that our message should be respectful and horrified, as we all are, because those victims were the victims of the U.S. foreign and domestic policy. That has to be there.
But others disagreed. Student Chris Ferlazzo pushed for a different tone and an agenda that was adopted for Sunday, an event they decided to call a procession for peace.
Mourn the tragedy that has happened. Speak out against a military response. We need to say that killing more civilians is not the appropriate way to bring the perpetrators to justice, and that we should be very careful not to have the appearance of trying to excuse or justify what happened.
Yesterday's turnout at noon astonished the event's organizers. A crowd that numbered in the thousands gathered in the tree-lined neighborhood known as the South Park Blocks. They came with big dogs and babies, carried a few flags, though far more posters, all calling for peace. One quoted Gandhi, "An eye for an eye makes the whole world blind." Some were cheerful, others were worried, and for a moment, all were still, when Unitarian Minister Kit Ketchum asked for silence.
And I ask you now to be vocal, to be loud, to be powerful, to roar in speaking your truth, the truth that comes from understanding that human beings are meant to live in peace. Say it with me. Human beings are meant to live in peace.
The scene was not unfamiliar, at least not to anyone who'd been there in the late 60s or early 70s. Not quite make love, not war, but one sign did say, heal our loss with love.
I ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more.
Seasoned protesters joined with younger generations. One elderly man was visiting from out of town. Los Angeles native Omar Paxson was in Portland to be with his daughter.
Just amazed.
What are you amazed by?
The number of people who believe like I do. You know, the last week has disturbed me so much. It has nothing to do with the dreadful thing. And it's war is an answer, or bombing is an answer. It's not.
Perhaps not here, but in the rest of the country, there is a far less pacifist mood. One onlooker, Robert Anderson, protested the Vietnam War in 71. Today, he says, there is no reason to march for peace.
If every city in the nation right now were to have a march like this, it wouldn't make any difference. We're at war right now. You can't march it away.
Maybe not, but today's gathering was at least solace for a like-minded crowd. Ketzel Levine, NPR News, Portland, Oregon.